In 1947, a young Bedouin shepherd boy was tending his flock of sheep at Qumran on the banks of the Dead Sea. After hearing one of his idly thrown rocks strike a ceramic pot inside a nearby empty cave, the boy found within the broken pot pages of ancient texts. A total of 850 sacred texts were eventually discovered, all around 2,000 years old. These scriptures, now known as the Dead Sea Scrolls, contain many details about an ancient spiritual group called the Essenes. Other teachings of the Essenes have been unearthed from the secret archives of the Vatican. The Essenes were often found in communities where meditation or prayer was an important part of daily life that was dedicated to God. The faithful carried within a beautiful light, the light of God, and this light was to be shared with other inhabitants of the earth. With respect for all forms of life, the Essenes' diet was purely vegetarian. Today we present the ancient wisdom of the Essenes with excerpts from the Essene Book of Revelations. Behold, the angel of the air shall bring him, and every eye shall see him, and the brotherhood, all the vast brotherhood of the earth, shall raise their voices one and sing because of him. Amen. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, what is, what was, and what is to come.
And the voice spoke, and I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candles, and in the midst of their blazing light, I saw someone like a son of man, clothed in white, white as the snow. And his voice filled the air with the sound of rushing water, and in his hands were seven stars. And when he spoke, his face was streaming light, blazing and golden like a thousand suns. And he said,
Fear not, I am the first and the last, I am the beginning and the end. Write the things that you have seen, and the things that are, and the things that will come after, the mystery of the seven stars which fill my hands, and the seven golden candles blazing with eternal light. The seven stars are the angels of the heavenly Father, and the seven stars are the angels of the earthly Mother. And the spirit of man is the flame that streams between the starlight and the glowing candle, a bridge of holy light between heaven and earth.
These things said he who held the seven stars in his hands, who walked within the flames of the seven golden candles. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said. To him that overcomes, I will allow to eat from the tree of life, that stands in the midst of the shining paradise of God.
And then I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and a voice which sounded from all sides like a trumpet spoke to me. Come up here, and I will show you the things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was there in spirit, at the threshold of the open door, and I entered through the open door into a sea of blazing light. And in the midst of the blinding ocean of radiance was a throne, and on the throne sat one whose face was hidden.
And there was a rainbow around about the throne, which looked like emerald. And round about the throne were 13 seats. And upon the seats I saw 13 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And their faces were hidden by swirling clouds of light. And seven lamps of fire burned before the throne, the fire of the earthly mother. And seven stars of heaven shone before the throne, the fire of the heavenly Father.
And before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and reflected within it were all the mountains and valleys of the earth, and all the creatures abiding therein. And the 13 elders bowed down before the splendor of him who sat upon the throne, whose face was hidden, and rivers of light streamed from their hands one to the other. And they cried, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things.
And then I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I wept, because the book could not be opened, nor was I able to read what there was written. And one of the elders said to me, Weep not, reach out your hand and take the book. And I reached out my hand and touched the book, and behold, the cover lifted, and my hands touched the golden pages, and my eyes beheld the mystery of the seven seals.
And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, All glory and wisdom and strength and power forever and ever to him who shall reveal the mystery of mysteries. And I saw the swirling clouds of golden light stretching like a fiery bridge between my hands, and the hands of the 13 elders, and the feet of him who sat on the throne, whose face was hidden.
And I opened the first seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of the air, and between her lips flowed the breath of life. And she knelt over the earth, and gave to man the winds of wisdom, and man breathed in. And when he breathed out, the sky darkened, and the sweet air became fetid, and clouds of evil smoke hung low over all the earth, and I turned my face away in shame.
And I opened the second seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of the water, and between her lips flowed the water of life, and she knelt over the earth, and gave to man an ocean of love. And man entered the clear and shining waters, and when he touched the water, the clear streams darkened, and the crystal waters became thick with slime. And the fish lay gasping in the foul blackness, and all the creatures died of thirst. And I turned my face away in shame.
And I opened the third seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of the sun, and between her lips flowed the light of life. And she knelt over the earth, and gave to man the fires of power. And the strength of the sun entered the heart of man, and he took the power, and made with it a false sun. And he spread the fires of destruction, burning the forests, laying waste the green valleys, leaving only charred bones of his brothers. And I turned away in shame.
And I opened the fourth seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of joy, and between her lips flowed the music of life, and she knelt over the earth, and gave to man the song of peace. And peace and joy like music flowed through the soul of man. But he heard only the harsh discord of sadness and discontent, and I turned my face away in shame.
And I opened the fifth seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of life, and between her lips flowed the holy alliance between God and man, and she knelt over the earth, and gave to man the gift of creation. And man created a sickle of iron in the shape of a serpent, and the harvest he reaped was of hunger and death. And I turned my face away in shame.
And I opened the sixth seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of the earth, and between her lips flowed the river of eternal life. And she knelt over the earth, and gave to man the secret of eternity, and told him to open his eyes and behold the mysterious tree of life in the endless sea. But man lifted up his hand and put out his own eyes, and said, There is no eternity. And I turned my face away in shame.
And I opened the seventh seal, and I saw and beheld the angel of the earthly mother, and she brought with her a message of blazing light from the throne of the heavenly Father. And this message was for the ears of man alone, he who walks between the earth and heaven. And into the ear of man was whispered the message, and he did not hear. But I did not turn away my face in shame. Lo, I reached out my hand to the wings of the angel, and turned my voice to heaven, saying, Tell me the message, for I would eat of the fruit of the tree of life that grows in the sea of eternity.
And the angel looked upon me with great sadness, and there was silence in heaven. And then I heard a voice, which was like the voice that sounded like a trumpet, saying, O man, would you look upon the evil you have done when you turned your face away from the throne of God, when you did not make use of the gifts of the seven angels of the earthly mother and the seven angels of the heavenly Father?
And a terrible pain seized me, as I felt within me the souls of all those who had blinded themselves, so as to see only their own desires of the flesh. And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given to him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the angels upon the golden altar that was before the throne.
And the smoke of the incense ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it onto the earth. And there were voices and thundering and lightning and earthquakes. And the seven angels that had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the green forests and trees were burnt up, and all the green grass shriveled to cinders.
The second angel sounded, and a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and blood rose from the earth as a vapor. And the third angel sounded, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became as black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the fourth angel sounded, and the stars of heaven fell onto the earth, like figs from fig trees shaken by a mighty wind. And the fifth angel sounded, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together.
And over the whole earth there was not one tree, nor one flower, nor one blade of grass. And I stood on the earth, and my feet sank into the soil, soft and thick with blood, stretching as far as the eye could see. And all over the earth was silence.
And the sixth angel sounded, and I saw a mighty being come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow on his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet were pillars of fire, and he had in his hand a book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and he cried with a loud voice, which was wondrous to hear, O man, would you have this vision come to pass? And I answered, You know I would do anything so that these terrible things might not come to pass.
And he spoke, Man has created these powers of destruction. He has made them from his own mind. He has turned his face away from the angels of the heavenly Father and the earthly Mother. And he has fashioned his own destruction. And I spoke, Then is there no hope, bright angel? And a blazing light streamed like a river from his hands as he answered, There is always hope, O thou for whom heaven and earth were created. We appreciate your wise company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Wednesday for part 2 of the Essene Book of Revelations. Now, please stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next after Noteworthy News.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.